If you say something with confidence, then you can't be wrong.
I don't even know.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Well, Bishop James Laurinaitis with you, and a real treat to be joined by our good buddy Jake Trotter on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Covers the Browns for ESPN. It's coming fast and furious. You got an opener against Kansas City, Jake. It looks like you're going to have a Christmas Day game against Green Bay at Lambeau. Browns at Vikings, potentially week four as well. The NFL saying to Cleveland, get ready. The spotlight's coming, huh, pal?
Feels like a couple of years ago when you had, it seemed like every game that first month of the season was either Sunday night football or Monday night football. So the Browns are going to have plenty of spotlight games this year. And it'll be interesting to see how they respond because, 2 years ago it didn't go so well.
Yeah, and how about the opener for me, the week one matchup, it's obviously a rematch of the playoff game and the fumble into the end zone and all the what-ifs there. But what an opportunity, I would think, for this new revamped secondary defense, really, to go against that Chiefs offense. What's the first thing that kind of pops into your head when you see that? And you're thinking they're trying to address the secondary, trying to address that defense in general. Man, what a test. And will we even get an honest and fair assessment of them just in 1 week when it's Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a great litmus test for the new additions defensively and how they coalesce in the secondary. But I mean, if they lose that game,
right,
it's not going to be a situation where everybody is going to freak out. They probably will, but I think it's a good opportunity to see maybe what you need to work on, what might work well in the playoffs if you see those guys again. But to me, I'm not going to sit here and say, they couldn't cover the Chiefs again. Uh-oh. I think it's going to be a tough assignment for them. And, I mean, look what happened with the offense last year, right? They, new offense, virtual offseason, same as this year with the virtual offseason, at least so far. And they go to Baltimore and got absolutely obliterated. And you thought, oh. And by, week three or four, I mean, they were scoring at will against the Dallas Cowboys. So I don't think there's going to be any reason to overreact based on what happens week one. But I do think it's going to be a really interesting test. And it could be a preview of things to come, when we get to January.
Yeah, I just think it's fun, right? It's a fun way to open the season, and it gives you that. It gives you a lot of star power in this game. Jake, I was looking at this, and you take into account free agency, and you take into account Clowney and Delpit, or Clowney and Johnson and Hill, and then you're getting Delpit and Greedy back, and you think about the draft that nets you Newsome and Owusu-Koramoah, who I think both they plan very, very big roles for. And I was thinking about rookie minicamp this week, and then I started to look into camp, and I thought, my God, how many spots are actually available? Not many, right? Out of 53?
For the Browns? I mean, you would think.
Yeah, open spots.
Right. I mean, you would think the first three guys are close to locks, right? And they didn't draft it that high, obviously to not put them in rotations. I think the mid-round guys have a very good chance to make the team as well. Felton is kind of the wild card because, they've got options in the return game. They've got options at running back with D'Ernest Johnson, who played really well for them last year, can return as well. Kind of see what happens with JoJo Natson and, what else happens in the return game. But, to me, just based on what I've heard from scouts who, really evaluated him, they're very high on him helping the Browns this year. He could be kind of have a Donovan Peoples-Jones type impact. But you are right. I think that, the thing I'm looking at is, how many guys back are not going to make the team, more so than how many of these rookies are not going to make it? Because I think they really did a good job in the draft, bringing in some talent, some speed, some upside. And, if you're a second-year guy, third-year guy, particularly somebody that Andrew Berry did not draft, you better be putting in the work this offseason because those guys are coming after your spot.
That's a great point. And NFL front offices always love to take the guy who they think the ceiling could be high on and develop over maybe a guy that's been there for a couple of years and isn't showing the kind of growth that they expected. And there's always some surprise maneuvering. Jake, I'm just wondering if you had it your way, who are you thinking, who would you like to see week two after the Chiefs? You get week one, you get this explosive offense. you know, not a big deal if they lose that game at all, but it's just going to be pure joy to watch it on opening weekend. But just who, if you had your say and you're looking at the schedule and you're picking it, who would you want week two?
Well, I was wanting to go to London, so it didn't work out.
Oh, I see. You wanted to go over there, see Buckingham, Tower of London. It's a great trip.
Yeah.
I don't remember the game. We got blown out, but it was a great time.
The Browns were going to go there last year and play Jacksonville, and obviously that got wiped out due to COVID-19. I mean, I think, you know, last year's week two game was really interesting. Joe Burrow, Baker Mayfield. You know, I think I'd like to see somebody in the division to kind of see where the Browns stack up, particularly, you know, if it's a Monday night or a Thursday night game. I think that would be a lot of fun. You know, so I they're going to have plenty of opportunities, I think, on Sunday night and Monday night. But I think week two, kind of getting a taste of where they stack up in the division, I think would be interesting.
Jake, is there any – obviously, J.C. Treader is the head of the NFLPA, and the NFLPA, James and I have talked about this a lot, To me, it's a really tough thing they're trying to do, and they signed the agreement. You knew they were going to 17, and trying to do things just a year after signing the CBA is tough. But he's front and center. If you're Kevin Stefanski, your management is that any concern? Can you separate J.C. Treader, the NFLPA, versus J.C. Treader, integral part of your offensive line, and you're trying to actually have a regular offseason? You're trying to have a mandatory minicamp so you can actually put some things in.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've done a pretty good job of separating out the two. And Stefanski's been, at least publicly, really supportive of JC in the role that he serves. And it's not like the Browns the only team. You know, it's not like a Browns-only, you know, boycott of OTAs. I mean, every, you know, NFL team to some degree, you know, is in lockstep with JC's push to, you know, revamp the offseason program. So, I mean, yeah, like, you know, the coaches would love to have all the players in town working with them, but I don't think it's going to be a competitive disadvantage necessarily, you know, especially now that everybody on the coaching staff is back and a lot of the key pieces are back. I thought last year was going to be a major competitive disadvantage for them because everybody was so new and Baker was learning yet another offense. I don't think it'll have quite the same impact as it did last season. And, you know, we're talking about the opener, the Baltimore game. I mean, that was kind of expected. Just based on everything being so new, you know, from Andrew Barry, Kevin Stefanski to Baker learning a new offense. I think this time around, you know, they might be able to hit the ground running in a way that they haven't been able to in a very long time.
Yeah, Jake, I'm just wondering, is there a guy, take the rookies out of it with rookie minicamp and all that, but is there a guy, you mentioned the second, third year player maybe that might not make, who would hurt the most, I guess, on the roster by not having this offseason? You know, by having this, you know what, JC, I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to stay home. I'm not going to come to practice. I'm not going to come to the offseason deal. Gosh, who would hurt? Who's that hurt on the roster for the Browns?
I mean, anybody offensively? I mean, I really can't think of anyone. So
yeah,
you would think just based on the fact that everybody started last year, or even their key guys had to play, you know, starting roles at times. I don't think it's going to have any impact offensively. So, you know, I think it's just the new additions defensively trying to learn the scheme. Yeah. But you would think a guy like John Johnson, you know, he's not going to have any problem at all. You know, Clowney is a veteran at this point. So I don't think it's going to have really, you know, that big of a negative impact on what they're trying to do when the season starts.
Jake, you're the best, buddy. Appreciate your expertise on a busy day for you. Thanks, bud.
All right, fellas. We'll see you.
That's our good buddy Jake Trotter, covers the Browns for ESPN. We're going to be a big spotlight.
Yeah,
you're one of those people who covers that team. I think you're going to see a lot of night games. And look, it's just so different than 2 years ago. Just so different.
Yeah.
Not only is the roster so much. I mean, you think about who the tackles were going into that season, let alone what they've done on the defense, let alone who the coach was and who the coach is now.
Yeah.
So just a very, very, very different team.